Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever had God lead you through a journey through the scriptures? It's happened to me a number of times. And most recently, as I read Psalm 37:4.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Now, I'll confess to you that I got really excited studying the scriptures and teaching on the desires of my heart. I was imagining all sorts of possibilities. However, God had something else in mind. He directed me to read every scripture in the King James Version of the Bible that contained the word delight. Just for the record, 82 scriptures fall into that category. I knew he wanted us to write about, teach about this, about how and what happens when we delight in him. According to dictionary.com, the word delight means a high degree of pleasure, of enjoyment, joy, something that gives great pleasure. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for delight is H6026, and it means to be of dainty habit, to be pampered, to be happy about, take exquisite delight, to make merry over. When we obey his instructions, Good things are coming our way.
Numbers 14:8 says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey.
When God delights in our worship, our righteousness, he protects and provides for us.
Psalm 18:18 through 20 says, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. In 2 Samuel 22:19-21 in the New Living Translation, it says, they attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence.
You know, honey, as I was reading those 82 scriptures, taking notes on the word delight, it became clear to me and us, you and I, as we talked about it, that our focus must not be on desire, but on our delight in him. Here are 7 reasons why it's smart to delight in him. Number one, your delight in the Lord. You delight in the Lord by being in his presence. Job 22:26. For then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. When someone's important to you, you delight in their presence. That's how I feel about my fine wife, Beth, my parents, my sugars, and my grandsugars. I want to be with them. Not because of what they can or are doing for me. I just want to be in their presence. I want to spend time with them, talk with them, go places with them, especially my fine wife. That's how our Heavenly Father wants us to feel about him.
Number 2, delight in his word by following his instructions. Many of the scriptures we read discussed how we're to delight in his instructions, and we felt led to share 5 of them with you. First, Psalm 1:2 Psalm 1, verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Second, Psalm 112, verse 1. Psalm 112, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." Third, Psalm 40, verse 8. Psalm 40, verse 8 says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." Fourth, Psalm 119:16 says, "I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word." And fifth, Psalm 119:47. Psalm 119, verse 47 says, "And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved." And when you delight in his word, you will be pleased. Romans 7:22 is the only time delights found in the New Testament. It says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Romans 7:22 in the New Living Translation says, "Your laws please me, they give me wise advice." You know, when we delight in the Lord and in obeying his instructions, it makes our Heavenly Father very happy.
Number three, you delight in the Lord by spending time in prayer. I love my fine wife, but the only time I talked to her was for 2 hours on Sunday morning, an hour on Wednesday night. We wouldn't have much of a relationship. Same way with the Lord. We need to talk to him, delight in him on a daily basis. Proverbs 15:8. "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:2. "But yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God." If you know something is a delight to the Lord, wouldn't it be spiritually smart to do what he delights in? Pray. Pastor, author, and educator John Piper once said, "One of the great uses of Twitter and Facebook will be to prove at the last day, Judgment Day, their prayerlessness was not from a lack of time."
Wow.
Think about that.
Number four, when you delight in him, you have a healthier, peaceful life. Think of that. Psalm 119, verse 92 says, "Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction." Wow. And in the New Living Translation of Psalm 119:92, it says it this way, "If your instructions hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery." Let's see, we could be sick or live in misery, or we could delight in him and be joyous. I don't think there's a choice to that one as to which one I would take.
Not at all. Number five, delighting in him is the best remedy for pressure and stress. Delighting in him is the best remedy for pressure. I don't know why. Of course, the press is pressure. Anyhow, I won't go there. Best remedy for pressure and stress. I got it right that time. Psalm 119:143. "Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights." If things in the workplace are causing you stress, spend more time proportionally delighting in him, his presence, and obeying his instructions. If we delight in the Lord, he will not only relieve our anguish, he will correct us where and as needed. Proverbs 3:12. Proverbs 3:12. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the Father, the Son in whom he delighteth. One more quote by John Piper, who said, a prayerless Christian is like a bus driver trying alone to push his bus out of a rut because he doesn't know Clark Kent is on board. In case you don't know, Clark Kent is Superman.
That's good. That's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Number six, when you're honest and do what's right in business, he delights in you. This scripture is very clear. He delights in us when we practice ethical business habits and not cut corners. Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. And Proverbs 16:13 says, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Number seven, when the Lord delights in you, he will empower you to bring forth justice and judgment. Isaiah 42:1 says, behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Malachi 3:12. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And one final observation is found in Psalm 37:23. In the Classic Amplified. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way and he busies himself with every step. When we delight in the Lord, he will direct our path. And truthfully, that should be desire of all of our hearts. Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. It's actually 24.
Full circle.
Yeah. One more point. If you doubt what you've asked God for in your prayers, then you've committed a big sin because you have doubted the abilities of God. And that's not a wise thing to do. Delight in him. Delight in him.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.